Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? I don't hear nothing. Where is the music at? How come I don't hear nobody talking? I don't hear myself. Turn everything on. There we go. Like, where is the sound? Like, what happened right there? Look, y'all. Hey, it's Monday. Last day of July. July 31st, 2017. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side Studios located on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And man, I'm excited. We have a show for you all today is going to be good. I hope you're all ready for this. Today's topic, man, what an Acts 1 in 8 mission strategy can do for your church. What an Acts 1 in 8 mission strategy can do for your church. I hope you're all ready for it. I know I am. But as always, in the studio, it's your boy, your host, Mr. Danielle King, alongside my brother in ministry, the one, the only, the good pastor from the south side of Chicago, the one, the only pastor, Cornelius Parks. First Bethel, what's going on, man?
Who are you?
Man, what's happening, dog?
Man, you got this thing, man. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I'm ready to talk to him because we got about it. We a week away.
We're a week away, man.
What, yeah. Six days away. From his big event. We're going to give him plenty of time on that as we get ready to start the show. But let me give y'all a rundown once again on how you can be a part of today's show. And look, and we got a contest. It starts today. And I know this is going to be fun.
Uh-oh.
You're going to have some fun today.
Uh-oh.
This is going to be fun. We got a contest coming on later on today. It's coming on in just a little while. So y'all get ready.
That's right. Tickets.
Yeah. Hope y'all ready for it. We're going to be giving away some tickets to Light Fest. And guess what? Yeah, y'all got to do some stuff to get them. You got to do some. Ain't no freebies. You got to do some stuff to get them. But it's going to be good. It's going to be exciting. And I can't wait to kick that off. But let me tell you what's going on. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1, and you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We would love to hear from you if you are on social media. So are we. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you are on Twitter, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Again, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. We would love to hear from you that way. If you want to follow us, the live streams are up and running. Ustream.tv. You can find us there. Simply go do a search for Taking Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. That's Ustream.tv. Amen. That's going to be good. That's good. Facebook Live is up and running. Facebook Live. Yeah, we there, right? Yeah, we good. Well, my Wi-Fi ain't connected. I don't know. But Facebook Live is up and running. We are good to go. Can't wait to see y'all on there. Y'all come on in. Come on in. Tell somebody about the upcoming contest. Right. Tell somebody. Look, you can't win if you ain't in. You can't win if you ain't in. You got to be. You got
win.
Right. You got to.
Can't win if you're not in.
Oh, you sound like a what's the quartet?
Quartet.
Right. I couldn't get the word out. Why did you sound like you quartet service? But you can't win if you ain't in. That's still the truth. You
Pat
can't win
legs. Pat.
If you ain't in. So we're looking forward to having y'all be a part of that. It's going to be good time in the Lord. What else we got? Oh, email the show. Email us, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. And then last but not least, you can subscribe to our podcast by simply doing a search. Sheldon Wilson, you can't join in. You must be born in. I ain't mad at you.
Oh, my God.
Always got a preacher somewhere.
Oh, my God.
There's always a preacher, a prophet is somewhere. But, yeah, subscribe to our podcast by simply going to any of your iTunes, Blogger, Stitcher. Actually, go to blogtalk.com, subscribe there. Put in all you got to do is put your email in. Guess what? They don't send you no spam. The only email you're going to ever get is going to be from us. And that's all you have to do. It's going to be a good time. Look, y'all, we're going to take a quick break because I can't get to my Wi-Fi. Something going on my phone over here. Not quite sure why it's acting that way. But that way I can do some stuff. But look, we're going to take a real quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to my brother about some of these upcoming events we got going on. I'm going to mention these other events, and then I'm going to give him some time to talk about his upcoming event, Healing the Hood.
The Hood.
That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. So, y'all, we're going to take a real quick break. Matter of fact, it's going to be real quick. I'm talking 30 seconds. Yeah, that's the one we're going to take. Why is that popping up? We're going to take 30 seconds. We'll be right back, y'all. TTLO.
We hope that you're enjoying today's broadcast. If you have any questions or simply would like to comment on today's show, please give us a call at 347-934-0546. Or you can reach us at 855-381-8804. We would like to hear from you.
Amen, 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 amen. We back, we back, we back, we back, we back. I told y'all real quick, real quick. So anyway, y'all, we got all these events. Excuse me, I've been telling y'all about them for the last few days. I'm hoping to hear from, hopefully Angela jumps on sometime today. Don't know how, I saw some comments from her event. It looks like it went well. I saw pictures. I think everything went well. I saw a lot of people there, like she had a lot of kids out there. I saw the pictures from her church. They were inside, they were outside, they were everywhere. So it looks like she had a great event out there at Greater Love, Greater Works, Faith International. I think I got it right.
I was going to say, you got it right.
Did I really? I might have.
Sound like you got it right.
I probably got it backwards, though. I bet you I got it right. But anyway, hopefully she had a good turnout. I'm hoping she did. And we definitely want to keep her and the organization out there in our prayers for the things that they're trying to do. Anybody who's trying to do something, man, for kids or anything like that, we definitely want to keep them in our prayers. Amen, amen. So, y'all, we got these other events. I want to give them the proper time. I want to give them the proper time. Let me pull this up real quick. Let's see. Is this it? Come on, be it. Yeah, starting this week. Pastor Anthony Spencer, Wednesday Worship Wildlife presents Wednesday Worship. Wildlife Ministries presents Wednesday Worship Youth Revival 2017 at 7 p.m. It's going to be at First Baptist Congregational Church. Pastor George M. Daniels is the pastor, but it's going to be hosted by my little brother, Reverend Danny Jones. He's the youth pastor over at First Baptist Church. It's the Wednesday Worship Youth Revival, and on August the 2nd, that's this Wednesday, Pastor Anthony Spencer Sr. will be in the house with Christ-Centered Ministries, and musical guest Alexis Shepherd will be in the house. That's this Wednesday, August the 2nd. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a good time in the Lord. Amen.
Great preacher.
Amen. Amen. He is, man. He's an outstanding preacher. I love good preaching. And then August 6th. What we got?
Man, listen, we got Healing the Hood, y'all.
Come on, talk about
it. Man, it's going down August the 6th at Washington Park, 5100 South on King Cottage Grove. Mm-hmm. We all know Washington Park is huge. However, we're going to be on the 5100 South side of Cottage Grove, man. We expected many people to come out. We're still in a hunt for anyone that want to participate, covenant, serve, or even donate of your choice. We're doing 3,000 book bags, including school supplies. We will have activities out there. We have many people from all over to come and share in this endeavor. I'm excited for it. It's been a lot of hard work. Our theme, once again, is Healing the Hood. We came with that theme because we know that there's a lot of tragedy happened in the city of Chicago. And it's our job to try to cover some of that, the violence, and help out families and let the people know that the church is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
The church is not trying to fight nobody, no organization, no streets, no none of that stuff. We want to help, and that's our job to help.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have taken it upon myself to cast this vision to move forward, and I have many people that are partnering with us in this endeavor, so I'm excited for that.
So who's helping you out with this thing? Who's
all right, that? So I got Sports Shed is one of my partners. I have My Father's Business is one of my partners. I have the Retired NFL Players is one of my partners. I have Connie Payton, Walter Payton Foundation is one of my sponsors. I have Ajax 2 Company is one of my major sponsors. I have, man, it's many more that I don't want to overlook the names,
right,
but those are companies that I know for certain that have partner that's doing a big major part in this. Also, Red Bull would be out there. Man, when I tell you it's going down, it's going down. We're going to make sure that we have hot dogs, put hot dogs on the grill for the kids and things. And once again, thank God for Leslie put up the information up there. If anybody want to play a part, we're going to do a major conference call Wednesday. I scheduled it for Tuesday, but we're going to move it to Wednesday night, do a conference call to give out details on what's needed, what time we need to get out there to set up and all that. But I'm excited. It's a lot of hard work, man. It's a lot of hard work. But anything we do for the Lord, it will pay off at the end.
Amen. That's good. So one more time, August the
August 6th.
That's this coming Sunday.
This coming Sunday.
What time?
From 3 to 7 or 3 to until. We got many activities for your kids. Listen, I don't care how old your kids are. We're going to make sure there's activities. Activities such as wiffle ball for the little kiddies. Yeah.
That's the one I need to play.
Yeah, man. We got wiffle ball, the red bat with the white ball.
With the holes in it.
Yeah, man. Man,
I got a mean curve.
Hey, it's going down. We're going to play soccer out there. We're going to have volleyball out there. We're going to have softball out there. I believe there's a potato sack race and all that stuff out there. So it's going to be many activities for kids to engage in. It's not just giving them book bags and you leave. You have an opportunity to fellowship, to get out there and do things. And then also, I know for a fact there's going to be two softball games. We're going to have a youth softball game with the young kids, and then we're going to have the all-stars softball game with all the up-and-coming guys on the field. We just finished up with our No Glove National, mm-hmm. and, man, my team finished 8th in No Glove National. That is a high honor for African-American teams.
Wow.
Yeah, and so there's two African-American teams was in the top 10, and two that got in the tournament,
mm-hmm.
and both of us finished top 10.
That's awesome.
So that was awesome. So I'm excited for that. But, man, listen, anybody, yes, Holly, I do need volunteers. Man, listen, please inbox me your number or whatever, man, and I will give you information that you need. I appreciate it. We do need volunteers. We need many volunteers because there's going to be many kids, many things to be done out there. Even just passing out the book bags, because we know we're going to have to stuff some book bags while we're out there as well.
Now, give us you got one rule about the book bags. Tell us what that is.
There you go, man. My brother, he's always on point. So, in order to receive the book bag, the kid must be present.
Amen.
We're going to make sure that we're not giving the tickets to the adults. Tickets are going to the kid. And once the kid gets his book bag, we're going to mark his hand to make sure that he don't try to come back for more. Eric Huff, my brother, he's on here. He's one of the guys that's going to help from Washington Park. That's my brother. As a matter of fact, congrats, they finished 3rd in the No Glove National. But
wow.
Listen, kids, I mean adults, parents, we continue to say this. Every time I do a Facebook Live or whatever, I mention this because I don't want nobody to try to mistreat volunteers out there.
We don't want no mess.
Exactly. There you go. We don't need no drama. We don't need no drama. And here, we bring your kid. The objective of this is to heal the hood, dealing with the kids, dealing with our youth in the city of Chicago. We would give them a ticket. They would get in line. They would get their book bag with school supplies, and then they can go to the activities. Plenty of activities going on that day. Once again, wiffle ball, soccer, volleyball, softball, potato sack. I'm going to have a DJ out there, so I'm going to be dancing to house music. Man, it's just going down, man. And then we got the two we might do a Legend Hall of Fame game as well. I'm not for sure yet, but it's going down, y'all, and so I'm excited.
That's good, man. And we'll make sure we repeat that again. Why can't I get the sound right today? We're going to make sure we repeat that again for you guys. Again, that's this weekend, Healing the Hood. I'm excited about it.
Yes.
And guess what? I'm definitely going to be there. I'm coming. I'm going to make sure. Matter of fact, what time does it start?
It starts at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. So I'm bringing my clothes to church.
Yeah, we kicking off.
So I can change clothes at the church.
We kicking off at 3 o'clock. I don't care how many people are there.
Mm-hmm.
We're kicking off at 3 o'clock. Activities going on. Everything going on at 3 o'clock. What we're going to do, we're going to start off with prayer.
Yeah.
We're going to kick it off with prayer.
That's good.
After prayer.
Got to start it with prayer.
Yeah, we got to start it with prayer.
Right.
After prayer, it's on.
That's
it's
awesome.
On.
That's awesome. So that's good. We got that event coming up. And then the big one that's coming up is Light Fest featuring Grammy Award-winning artist Israel Houghton and New Breed.
That's a lineup right
there. Anita Wilson. And Todd DeLay.
Man, Todd is from Chicago.
Yeah,
Anita from Chicago.
Yeah, man.
Well, she's from East St. Louis, but by way of Chicago, too.
That's right around the
corner. Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
But it's going to be good. August 13th, 5 p.m. Tickets now are the VIP tickets. Let me help you out with this. VIP tickets are sold out.
Wow.
Early bird special is over. That's gone.
Wow.
The only tickets that are left are general admission, and they're $45.
Wow.
All the VIP tickets, the $55 tickets are gone.
Wow.
The $35 tickets are gone. It's just strictly general admission. If you didn't get your tickets earlier, if you're going to go online and try to buy them, there's only the $45 general admission tickets, and you go to riversedgeaurora.com to get that, right?
Wow.
That's what it is. I've been making an announcement for about 3 weeks now, so you have plenty of opportunity to get your tickets at the discounted price. But right now, the only tickets left are the general admission tickets for $45. However...
Wow.
However, because we've been good to people and people have been good to us.
Yes, sir.
We got some tickets to give away. Roughly at about 12:30.
12:30.
We're going to give a minute.
Thank you. 12:30, we're going to give away the first pair of tickets. First pair of tickets. And I'm going to tell y'all there's going to be a number you need to call into because I know some of y'all are already listening on the line now. So y'all that's on the line listening, you're going to have to call in a different number to win the tickets. And I'm going to tell you what number caller you need to be. I can't cheat you. You can't cheat me because I'm going to see it on the screen when you get through. I'm going to answer the calls as they come in. And whatever number, I'm going to give you the number. That's going to be the number callers we're going to take for that. But my people on Facebook at 12:45. This is for the Facebook listeners.
Yes, sir.
If you want a chance to win, I'm going to need you to give me your best 30 seconds.
Uh-oh.
You got to call in.
Uh-oh.
Your best 30 seconds of either Anita Wilson, Todd DeLaney,
uh-oh,
or Israel Houghton.
Uh-oh.
You got to call in, too.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be something else.
Uh-oh.
So 12:30, we're doing the phone giveaway. 12:45, the singing giveaway.
Uh-oh.
It is what it is.
So we got four tickets total?
We got four total we're giving away today.
Four today.
So over two is, we're giving away a pair. So
yeah.
Two winners.
Exactly.
Yeah. My mind there. But yeah,
exactly.
Two winners.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be good, man. I'm excited about it.
Somebody call in.
All right.
So you get a ticket, I'll be your date.
So this is what y'all do. I'm telling y'all. Share this now. Get ready to share it. Let them know we're giving away tickets. Tanya put the post up earlier about us giving away the tickets. Y'all need to get ready for it. It's going to be exciting. I'm ready. It's going to be a good time. So y'all might as well come on and get ready for it. Today, we're doing this thing. So real quick, I want to shift gears for a minute. So let me see if I can find this on Facebook real quick, because I don't know if you saw this or not. My brother, Dr. Pastor Keith Gordon, posted it.
Oh, yeah.
Last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I really wish, I wonder if Prophet Cornelius Williams is on listening, because I really wanted to get his opinion. And it's so much stuff was going on, I really couldn't get up enough to, it was too much stuff going on for me to, you know, try to reach out and contact folk. And maybe we'll do it at a different time.
Go ahead. While we talk, I'm going to see if I can reach out to him.
See if you can do that. And so this is what happened apparently last week. I wonder, did he take the post down? Because now if he did, I'm not going to be able to find it.
I know Pastor Akri got on his page.
He kept it up on his page, baby, because I know Keith
he
said
put
he was going
to post on today.
Okay, because I know Keith said he was going to take it down after so long. He was going to take it down, and
he
I was like,
did.
And I'm sure he did. So you say Akri got it up?
Yeah, Pastor Akri has it on his page.
Yeah, let me go there and check it out real quick. He
right there.
Yeah. So here we go. I'm going to pull up the article. That's what I wanted. I just want the article. Yeah, so I think it happened on, the article is dated July 30th, so it was yesterday, and I guess they had protests out at the church. Let me just read you the article from WGN News Chicago. It says demonstrators flocked to one of the South Side's largest churches on Sunday morning after its pastor removed a woman from the congregation because of her same-sex wedding. The situation renewed a long-standing debate in churches around the country, pitting tolerance and acceptance against tradition and teaching. I don't like that phrase, but anyway. There's been a massive culture shift over the last decade on gay marriage, but the Apostolic Church of God is staying put, saying it's defending faith and family. Nearly two dozen people gathered outside the 20,000-member church at the corner of Dorchester and 63rd on Sunday to protest after a woman was kicked out of or disfellowshipped from the church by Pastor Byron Brazier when it became public that a longtime member of the church married her partner in a same-sex ceremony last week. It was done with great grief, but it was in faithful observance to the scriptures and to the body of Christ, Pastor Brazier said from the pulpit on Sunday. Brazier argued that the parishioner was disfellowshipped because same-sex marriage violated church teachings. In this particular case, this member vowed to be in marriage until death do us part, and she made a permanent decision. When that takes place, there must be an equally permanent remedy, and that remedy is to say that she can no longer be a member of the Apostolic Church of God, Pastor Brazier said. He said she would be welcome back if she chose to restore her faith. Outside of the church service, a pastor from Progressive Lighthouse Church on the north side delivered an opposing message. He says the pulpit is not a weapon with which to silence, but rather it is a beacon from which to shine light. Pastor Jamie Frazier said, how can we say two women or two men in a committed, God-honoring relationship are sinning? Really?
Man, give me the number real quick for Pastor Prophet Cornelius.
347-934-0546. Or if he's available on Facebook Live, I can we can send him an invite. He can pop in on the screen if he's available. Which one is he available to do. So I'm still trying to get that Facebook Live extra thing to work.
Right,
I haven't seen it work yet. But let me finish reading this article. He says, show me how two men and women loving one another diminishes their capacity to love God, to love themselves, and to love other people, Frazier said. Pastor Brazier ended his remarks about the controversy on a defiant note, saying neither he nor his congregation would be intimidated, he said. This is not the place for protest. This is the place of worship.
Wow. Wow. You know, I'm going to say this. A lot of things that we're at the church, we're accepting.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. You said 314.
347.
347.
934.
Hold on. 347.
934.
0546. Okay. He get ready to call there. All right. So the problem I'm having, and because I kept hearing a lot of, responses.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And a lot of them came from those of that image.
Yes.
And my thing, never will I want anyone to get excommunicated out of a church.
Yeah.
Never. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, I never. But I don't know what's their bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's their doctrine and mm-hmm. what they believe in, their beliefs over there.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Akri made a good comment today mm-hmm. about he's not there. He's not their pastor.
Right.
And he can't really give too much counsel unless – Brazier asking for it.
Right.
However,
mm-hmm.
my problem is because of you of that likeness,
mm-hmm.
there's no need mm-hmm. for you to always try to defend only that sin.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I didn't know this until recently. A lot of people don't believe that that's a sin. A lot of people don't believe that homosexuality is a sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry for that because here it is. Somebody made an interesting point. They said, okay, so if you're going to kick them out, that means you're going to kick out liars. You're going to kick out whoremongers.
One of the responses, I know exactly where you're going, said, are you then going to excommunicate the liars
yeah,
and the adulterers
exactly.
and the fornicators?
Exactly. And so now it's a war. It seemed like that's the only sin we cannot touch in the church. That's one subject we cannot touch in the church, man, because they have their community. And granted, I'm not opposed to it because I got a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I got friends that's of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
However,
is that him right there? If Prophet Williams, if you own push one, so we can know that's you, Doc.
Yeah, Prophet, if you own push one. Yeah, so I got a lot of friends on that flavor, and then some good people that I know was offended by what he did, and now they categorizing the church as a whole.
Yeah.
They talking about every pastor,
yeah.
Like all we want is the money and all, and that's not true.
No,
that's not true. You know, everybody is not out for the money,
right?
But it's still our job duty to speak the truth.
So let me bring Prophet Cornelius Williams in. Y'all remember Prophet Cornelius Williams? He was on the show. We did the. He's the author of the book, The Church and the Gay Agenda. Now what? I believe he's on with us now, Prophet Cornelius Williams.
Grace and peace.
How you doing, sir?
I'm wonderful, and you guys?
Prophet, can you hear us?
Yes, I am wonderful. What about you all?
Okay, we're trying to get the volume turned up a little bit. You keep talking. I just wanted to ask your opinion. I'm sure you read this or you saw the article that was published by the news. You read it. I'm sure it's the conversation that's going around in pulpits all around the city and probably around the country right now, because you know, everybody knows the church, Apostolic Church of God. Everybody knows who the Brazier name is. If you can, because like the rest of us, you're not at that church, you don't know the circumstances. But just if you can, just give us your thoughts on him excommunicating or disfellowshipping a member.
Well, I think I said something earlier. Can you guys hear me really good here? Can you all hear me?
Yeah, barely.
Barely.
Your phone, it's like your phone is breaking up, because I thought it was us, but it's your...
Hold on 1 second. What about now? Can you...
Yeah, there we go. There we go. That's better.
All right. I think I said something earlier. You know, the Bible says in the book of Timothy that we should avoid stupid speculations, and I'm not trying to speculate. From what I understand in context of the actual discussion, the bylaws of the church, because we all have our bylaws and our ministry that protects us, you know, in civic matters.
Mm-hmm.
But the only object I am speaking to is the disfellowship,
right,
of a person. What does that mean when we translate kingdomology? I mean, do we evangelize people to the extent of engrafting a name into a social club, or do we evangelize one to into citizenship in the kingdom of God? So if we evangelize a person and the person is saved, where do we disfellowship them to? On the second side of it, I'm looking, you know, because I believe that although we are not in that church to know exactly what's going on,
mm-hmm.
That the pastor made this a public platform by announcing and allowing it to be videoed and, you know, disseminated in the marketplace or in the media, I should say. You know, it became a universal discussion. Like, what do we do with a person who makes an error because of a social vice? What kind of signal do we send the world with people who are supposed to be our own and disassociate them from us as if we are some privileged, prestige, super holy, you know, group of brainwashed people that only see things one way? Where is the mercy where the scripture that says, we're to restore such a one in this? I mean, where's the meekness where the scripture says that we're supposed to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness? I don't think the conversation that he had to his church was a meek discussion. That raised eyebrows with me, because it legitimizes more, I would say, propaganda that plays into the cultural idea of what people think the church is versus what our responsibility is as kingdom citizens, responsible to the word and to the ministry of reconciliation. How dare we regardless of the fact, because the reality is that the pastor did not marry the couple. They could have 60 babies, adopt 25 of them, bring them into their family. The whole church comes. They come in and marry, whatever. It doesn't mean that we should affirm what they did.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't send people out of the local embassies, which I call the local church, in the kingdom of God as refugees to some camp that speaks rhetoric that defies the very nature of God. You create environment for people to, although they are in their vice, to come into the church, to sit down and hear the word, and allow Holy Spirit to convict one and compel one to come into the knowledge of the truth. So our responsibility is to keep preaching the gospel. I'm just trying to wrap my mind on, in my last point, on where do we get off kicking people out of the church because they got married to the same sex, when everybody probably in that church has some kind of social vice that they're dealing with.
Let me do this real quick. I know we have a contest. We were supposed to start at 12:30. I'm gonna push it back about 15 minutes because I just feel like this is kind of important discussion. I just want to do that. We're still gonna do the contest. We're still giving away the tickets. So y'all relax, calm yourself down. You talked about kicking the person out of the church, and I guess my question is if I ask the question from a different perspective, if you, I guess here's the issue. A lot of times, the people committed, because the question got asked, are you kicking out the adulterers? Are you kicking out the fornicators? Are you kicking out the liars, the thieves, whatever? And we assume that there are adulterers and fornicators.
Yeah.
That's just the assumption. However, are they openly committing adultery and openly fornicating where, you know, everybody in the church knows that this is the case? Or is it, you know, like there are probably people at Apostolic, because I think he said this in his first statement. He knows that he has homosexual members.
Yeah.
And he's not putting them out.
Yeah.
He put them out specifically because they got married. Now, I'm not agreeing with putting them out because I'm still trying to understand where's the grace.
Exactly.
And I agree with you 100%. I guess my issue is, if he as a pastor, and I'm just asking the question from a layperson's perspective, talking to y'all two pastors, if these people go out and get married and they come back into the church, now the spouse, whoever the new spouse is, I don't know if that was a member too, but if the new spouse comes in and now here comes the couple, you know, here come Parks and James, and they hold hands. I let him look on his face, but they now come in holding hands. Even though I don't condone what they did, does it look like I'm condoning it because now they're coming in, you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Holding hands. If I have marriage ministry, you show up at marriage ministry? I mean, you see, at what point does it look like the church is condoning or accepting it? That's my question. And I know it was a lot in that, but if you can.
The church is not a democracy.
Okay.
We don't vote on how we handle people.
Okay.
We don't get to elect our processes on how we handle the flock of God.
Okay.
When we turn the church into a democracy, we then become lords over God's heritage.
Mm.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we are a theocracy under a sovereign monarchical order. Our sovereign has instructed us to reconcile people. I should never platform my opinion in the local church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if they came in hugged up, booed up, whatever. That is my opportunity to set boundaries perhaps with those people and let them know what's allowable and disallowable and let them decide if they wanted to continue with the local assembly. Now, accepting people is totally different from affirming behavior. Now, God looks on the people look on the outward appearance, but God looks upon the heart. We don't know what's going on in the hearts of those people, although that there is some other outward expression that's testifying of what they might feel intrinsically. But at the same token, we're supposed to use that as an opportunity for a tool of ministry to others to platform God's mind in that situation. How mm-hmm. we handle people like that makes a difference, because we project to the world that you are booed up with your same-sex partner, married. You can't come to Jesus' house. You got to get out, because Jesus don't accept people like you. Excuse me? We don't get the right to do that. I don't care if you're apostolic, Pentecostal, Kojic, Methodist, Baptist. I don't care who you are. You can have 16. We have let these people sing in our choirs. We have let them play our instruments. We have let them preach to us. I am about to cry. Oh, my God. We have let these people stick their tongues down people's necks in the back room of our churches, man of God. And to get up and to say that because somebody has made an error and have gone out because they have been influenced and enticed by the spirit of this age, and they have believed the lie of the truth, that we disfellowship them and disassociate them from the true, authentic gospel of Jesus Christ, something is wrong with that. And we need to start talking about this. It's because the church, we are not using the right language, nor do we have the proper technology to be able to deal with this. We are not governed by philosophy. We are governed by a spiritual intelligence, which is divine will and word of God. And we don't have the right to kick people out of the church because of some vice that they have. That's my point to it.
Wow.
All right, my question.
We don't get the right to do that.
Apostle, my question. Isn't this a perfect example how most churches are governed and ran by bylaws versus the Bible?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your bylaws protect you from civil orders, from governmental orders that tries to inflict their rules upon us. Now, the church will always be the church. The church should never be moved in our ideologies, should never be moved on our concepts and principles, should never be moved, because we are above government, I believe, but is called to coexist with it in the earth. But our apostolic responsibility is to serve people in the grossest moment of their lives.
Mm.
We don't get to choose.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. To serve people in the grossest moment of that. Wow.
You, I guess one of the problems I had with the whole ordeal was I don't think that there was a platform he should have put publicly over the pulpit.
Well, can I? Because somebody mentioned that in the Facebook comments, and I want to clear something up. Brazier was not the one that first put it out there.
Oh,
when he asked her to step down,
mm-hmm.
one of her family members went on Facebook attacking the church,
yep.
him, and his father, his late father.
Mm-hmm.
She attacked everybody in the church. So then he came to the defense of his church.
It was
church.
A response.
It was in response. But so he was not the one who initiated the public display that we got going right now. I just want to make sure that's clear.
Okay. Yep. That was out of response. But at the same time, the disfellowship piece is the only thing that I'm speaking to. And I'm just trying to wrap my mind on disfellowshipping one who has fallen from what? That's my only thing.
Wow.
Where do we put them when we disfellowship them? Because the Bible is clear in the book of Titus is that, when a person doesn't, come back in alignment with, things that they have said that have become heretical, then
mm-hmm.
you put them out of the church. But I
mm-hmm.
don't know if this is heresy. I just think it's a vice.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
We put people out
of the church for her heresy. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely a conversation, and I think it's one that needs to continue. If you're able to come in on Wednesday, I'll talk to you after we get off the air. Now I'll talk to you a little bit later on, but man, maybe you should pop in on Wednesday, and we can delve into this a little bit more.
Let's make it happen.
All right, sir. Thank you so much, man, for taking some time out today. Appreciate Parks for reaching out and finding him. Do that, man. I appreciate you.
Bless you guys. Bye.
Yes, sir.
Bless
you, stay blessed. Amen. So So we thank Pastor Prophet Cornelius. Cornelius Williams.
I was going to say Prophet Parks.
Yeah. We thank Prophet Cornelius Williams for joining us on that quick conversation. Man, look, I know it was a little deep. But sometimes we have to do some stuff. But anyway, look, y'all, it's time. So let me get y'all ready.
Get ready. Jake's up in here.
Oh God! But look, this is what we're about to do. How come I can't open this? Let me do it on this side. All right. I got to get the number because I don't even know the phone number myself. Because we haven't used this number in I don't know how long. Dashboard. All right, there we go. So this is what we is. I think we're gonna take. Just pick a number, Parks. Pick a number.
Six.
No, I need a little more than that.
Seven.
Can you get a little higher, please? And don't say eight.
Oh. 97.
No, that's two. Now, nah, see.
Okay. 12.
12 is good.
12.
So, look, we're going to be looking for the 12th caller.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The 12th caller. The phone number. To call in, I'm gonna put it on Facebook and I'm gonna tell it what it is. What's the call in number?
I'm playing the call in number.
There it is right there. The call in number for the contest is area code 855.
Uh oh. This is a new number.
381.
Uh oh.
88.
Uh oh.
04.
And that's not my number.
855-381-8804. If you are the 12th caller,
12th caller.
Yes, sir. You win two VIP tickets.
Oh, VIP.
VIP ticket.
VIP.
Yes.
PIP. VIP.
VIP tickets to see Anita Wilson, Todd Delaney, and Israel Houghton.
Woo!
Right now. 12th caller.
Ah!
Now I'm sitting here watching. I see them numbers already right there. So I see if you call in.
Come on, y'all.
Call the number. Again, the number is area code. What's the number? Area code 855-381.
Hold on, let me put
8804.
Put it on my Facebook post.
Yeah, 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 yeah. 855-381-8804 is the call in number.
855.
Uh huh.
What else?
381-8804 is the call in number. If you call in, if you're the 12th caller, you will win those tickets. 12th caller. And that's starting now. So y'all go ahead, tell somebody they better call. If you already got yours, call in. I think Facebook ain't acting up on y'all. Let me see. No, it's still rolling. So that's on y'all.
Now, what's the name of the concert again?
It's the Life Fest. Light Fest. 855-381. 8804. This is y'all
trying
to win,
baby.
And we gonna keep it going.
A lot of y'all were trying to wait and see if somebody else called.
right. Because I'm gonna say it over the air. But now here's the deal. If you look, watch this. If you call in and I answer and I say you number three, hang up and call back.
Call right back.
That's what you do. But you gotta call that number. 855-381-8804. That's the number. Call that number. Looking for y'all. Call in. That's how you win. We're going to do that. And them tickets going to sit there. Now, if y'all don't call in, y'all want to be funny acting, y'all go ahead. You ain't got to call in, but that's on y'all. Anyway, so while you're waiting on the calls to start coming through, so 45 done dropped, done kicked out. He fired his chief of staff. Well, he resigned, but he fired his chief of staff and hired a new cat.
Yeah, he did already.
Yeah, that 6 months in.
Yeah, that was in the making, man. Now, you know, 45 doing his thing, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He don't care about us, y'all, nobody, man. He just reckless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with him, man?
The dude is out of control. He don't think he's doing anything wrong.
He's out of control.
He don't think he's doing nothing wrong or any of that. Again, I want to get a number out again, but we're going to keep talking. We'll get a number out again. The caller number to win the tickets. I need you to be a 12th caller. If you're already listening on the line now, you may want to hang up and try calling back in.
Come on.
855-381-8804. You got to push 1 for me to know you called in. I'm going to know it. You got to do that. You can't just be sitting on the line trying to get it and wait. So you might as well go ahead and get the number started.
Be the 12th caller.
You'll be the first one. You might end up being the last one. They say the first shall be the last.
Yes,
I'll be the first. So you might well get.
You might be Alpha and Omega.
Hey, the beginning
and the end. Yes, sir. Come on, call in, y'all.
Oh, man.
Holler at your boy.
Man, do something. Do something. I wonder how many people have been fired or resigned since his president.
Six.
He's lost six of his main cabinet staff.
Six of
his main staff.
Staff.
Yeah.
Now, we ain't talking about the behind the scene workers.
Right. We ain't talking about the little folk. We talking about the ones with the real titles.
Six in 6 months. That's like an average of 1 a month.
That's good math.
For real. That's ridiculous. That's unheard of.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really unfortunate, man. But on another note, real quick, locally. So the congressman that meeting downstate about this money for CPS, and Rauner saying he ain't gonna sign.
He ain't gonna sign
because it's got the money to fix the CPS prior pension issues.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah. And then the Soto tax,
that's still on hold, right?
No,
it passed.
It goes into effect Wednesday.
Oh, it's not going to be blocked no more because it was blocked.
No, it got passed. It goes into effect.
I'm done. It goes
into the effect Wednesday.
I'm done. Claudette, it was six in the main staff that he's got fired or replaced in the first 6 months.
Now she asked how many are there in the main staff itself.
It's the presidential cabinet is like 40.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah, it's like 30, 40. This soda tax thing is irritating me because, see, there's no – what I found is this. I like this particular energy drink, right?
Uh-huh.
So I ain't going to give them no names because I'm working in the background on trying to get them to be a partner.
Okay.
But it says this is not a – for one, it's not a pop.
Okay.
It's not a soda.
Okay. No calories.
No calories, no sugar, no carbs.
Yeah.
But when I go in the store, it has a sign up there that says – this particular item is subject to the new soft drink tax.
Really?
How is this a soft drink?
Wow.
Well, what is the soft? I mean, literally, 70% vitamin C.
Maybe because it's
200% vitamin B 200% vitamin B6.
Maybe because it's sparkling.
70%. So sparkling water too? I need to check and see if sparkling water is listed
that's
as
something to look at.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And the crazy part is. Pratt Winkle came with this.
Yeah.
Tony. Now I'm gonna say this now.
And I like Tony.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say this now.
Uh huh.
You know who we really owe an apology to?
Uh oh. Who that?
Stroger.
Wait, you talking about old man Stroger?
No, the son.
Why?
He predicted all this stuff was taking place.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And it was going to happen.
Yeah,
and look what's happening now.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Oh. Wow.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And it's a shame. You know, this is what makes us want to move out of the Cook County. This is Cook County. This is not all of Illinois. It's just Cook County.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now all the counties, Will County, all them other counties about to
get that money. Because I'm
going
to drive to the Costco way out somewhere outside of Cook County or DuPage.
DuPage.
I can drive to Costco in Oak Brook and skip the tax.
Yeah. For real.
DuPage County.
For real.
I can go to the Marianos out west and skip. You know what I'm saying?
For real. That's ridiculous.
You're going to send them tax. You're going to send that money and you're hurting business.
Now, I haven't got water from the city in a while, but is the water, you remember when you buy water?
Water, they was trying to get you for that tax.
Exactly. Exactly. And it went for a while, but they stopped.
Uh-huh.
Now, it come with the soft drinks. Now, they saying because of the soft drinks, they would make so many billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was either go with the soft drink tax or lay off people or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Man, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm. I just don't. I don't.
Sheridan Davis said, my skin is about to be so clear. Water, please.
Yeah, that's true. That's
my
true.
Dad said, I think it has something to do with sugar. Oh, and she's still laying off people.
Nah. See, and
so she came with this to say that if we do this soft drink tax, we won't have to lay off all the state workers. But now they still laying off. Now, a lot of people don't know who's really affected by these state workers.
Mm-hmm.
That's tons of people that works for the state that you don't think. That's why mental health is at is where it's at now, because there's no state workers for mental health. That means DCFS. That means Cook County Sheriff. That means county hospital. It's so many people is included with this. It don't make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's crazy, man. Man, we talking about we got a good town, good city, good state. Man, we looking like fools. For real.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't even understand. It's like you're not recognizing how you're also going to be hurting businesses, because now you're going to hurt the little bitty stores.
Yeah,
I don't have to pay that tax.
Yeah, the mom and pop.
So I ain't going down there
because just like the bad tax.
Right.
I went to the gas station one day and I purchased some items in there and they charged me seven. I'm not used to that. Don't give me that. Put my 7 cents back. Man, that's just crazy, man. They taxing for everything.
Yeah, they really are. They really are. One more time, I'm giving up. I'm finna post it on Facebook again because y'all acting funny. The 12th caller can win these tickets August 13th, Light Fest, to see Israel Houghton, Todd Delaney, and Anita Wilson. All you got to do is dial the phone number, area code 855-381-8804. Again, that's area code 855-381-8804. Call right now. If you are the 12th caller, you will win 2 VIP tickets to Light Fest. I just published it again on Facebook, and then I'm going to take it and I'm going to share it on my page. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, if you don't get a chance to win, you can't blame it on me. Can't say we ain't trying to do nothing for y'all. That's on y'all. I
shared it on my page too.
Right, right. Call now. What was Madam Cleo? Call me now.
Call.
You remember that?
Lord have mercy.
You remember that? Call me now. The 12th caller, 12th caller. So I'm just waiting, y'all. And then here's it. You got to call the number, 855-318-8804, and then push 1 so I know you're in.
Man,
I recognize you. I'm going to tell you what number caller you are. If you don't win it, hang up and call right back. That's all you got to do. You can win tickets to Light Fest, Aurora, River's Edge Park, Todd Delaney, Israel Houghton, and Anita Wilson. That's August the 13th at 5 p.m. VIP tickets, y'all. VIP
that's
tickets.
VIP, man, listen, that's a good lineup.
Yeah.
Todd Delaney.
Todd going to stand up by himself.
Man, listen here. I've seen some clips.
Hey.
He was in Kentucky last night, man, and I've seen some clips of him.
Mm-hmm.
That man went at it. You got, man, you got Anita Wilson, you know. She got some songs that I love too.
Open doors.
Yeah.
Man.
But then you got the King of Worship,
man.
You got Israel and New Breed.
Man.
You know, let's get it in. Let's get it in.
I'm gonna be
somebody
there.
Call in for me.
Right. Park say he ain't got the little shout on the home.
Yeah.
So one of y'all win the ticket.
Win the ticket, we go.
And Park say he Park's a drive.
This, there you go.
Right.
That's what we do.
There you
I
go.
Drive.
Right.
I'll drive, and then I'll make sure I drop you off in the front door.
Park's a drive. You throwing in the snack. You want?
Yeah. And when you get in the car, I make sure you have water.
We like Uber?
Yeah.
You okay? Y'all can't stop and get a little White Castle or something? You can't? That's pushing too much. That's
too much. Yeah, that's too. That's, you might start liking me.
You can't.
Hey, you might start liking me if I get your double cheeseburger.
What if you make a sandwich at home and bring it?
No, that's all in love.
That's too personal.
Hey, that's all in love.
What?
Hey, we get in at a concert, and I just thought, man, you hungry? Yeah, we can get something out the work. No, I got something for you. Now, grab my suit jacket and pull out a sandwich. I knew I was smelling something. Man, I made this just for you. Got some Doritos in a plastic bag, got a couple of grapes, and I got a pop with some aluminum foil on it.
Oh, God.
Gotta be on.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Again, y'all, we got these tickets for Light Fest.
Listen,
Life
y'all, man, this is a good lineup.
Claudette McClendon says, sounds like a rap performance. What?
Man,
oh, no, she said the thing. Oh, so Facebook is acting up? Let me see, because yours running, right?
Marissa,
oh, no, yours is
I
stuck.
Will call in for you, Pastor Park. Come on, Marissa.
Marissa, are you in Chicago?
Now, is she in California?
Where you at, Marissa?
Florida, ain't it? No, Dana's in California. Dana Miller is where?
Dana Miller's in California.
Marissa is in Florida.
Florida, okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Marissa, call in for me. I'll hold on to the tickets.
Oh, man, that's going to be good. That's going to be good. I'm excited about it, y'all. But, again,
man, that's a good lineup, man. Man, that's a good lineup. Man, and
really
then that's not including who's going to do the setup or the whoever.
Yeah.
You know,
now, I've never been out there. Now, what I'm hearing is River's Edge Park is like Ravinia.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like Ravinia. It's like, so you got some parts of you got to bring your own, I guess, your own poncho or whatever.
Outside,
yeah, it's outside.
Right, so I bring the little cooler.
So you will bring some beverages? Water.
Yeah, just a lot of ice. And, you know, I have more ice than beverages. I don't want you to think that
so
it's
the ice
deeper
is
than what it is.
That's personal, too, if you bring,
yeah,
if you
man,
bring something
it.
To drink more than water.
Man,
if you bring a wine cooler, it's meaning you're trying to get a commitment.
Man, for real. They said Facebook is acting up.
Facebook acting up. Okay, Facebook acting up. This is what we're going to do. I'm gonna redo the Facebook link. Hold on, I'm gonna redo Facebook for y'all. It's playing on my phone though, and it's playing on your thing, right?
Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah. But I'm gonna redo the Facebook link. Y'all can still call to win the tickets though. If you telling me Facebook acting up, y'all can still call to win the tickets. So you still can do that.
Keep saying broadcast interrupted.
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna go back in and restart part two. Part two of this. We're going to take a quick break. I don't know what's going on. You know Facebook is special. Y'all know it is. But we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. And then we're going to try to jump into this article. Might not happen, but
I'm like Craig. Come back. Craig told Smokey. Come back.
Oh, God.
Right back.
We're going to be right back, y'all. TTLO. Y'all stay blessed.
Only because you made
12th caller can win right now. The 12th caller can win right now tickets to see Todd Delaney, Israel House, and Anita Wilson. And Anita Wilson, the 12th caller, simply by dialing area code 855-381-8804. You have an opportunity to see them live here right outside of Chicago in Aurora, River's Edge Park, right outside of Chicago in Aurora. The 12th caller can win right now. Simply dial area code 347-934. I'm sorry, area code 855. I'm giving the wrong number. Area code, calling number 855-381-8804. Again, the caller number to win the tickets. All you got to do is be the 12th caller, and you got two tickets. If you can make it to the church to pick them up, I'll give them to you. If you need me to leave them at the wheel call, I can do that too.
Or leave them with me. Can somebody shop PIV?
Really? just leave them with you. But seriously, y'all got a chance to win. Y'all got a chance to win. Do me a favor if you already started sending out to the second, if you can. Yeah. But you all got a chance to win right now. The 12th caller, send it out. Let's see. All right, we got a call. Oh, now they're calling. Now they're calling. Let me see. Caller 6360. Caller, you first. You tried. Goodbye. That's caller number one. 11 Mo. I don't know who that was. But we got 11 Mo. That was 11, you called number one. I'm gonna get you there. Why share to say don't leave the tickets with you? Don't leave. See what I'm saying? You can't win.
You know, man, Sheridan love hitting me below the belt.
Is that what it is?
I promise you. Like, I'm so used to her now.
Man, she hit me below the belt, like, for real, all the time.
I mean, all the time.
It's all good. It's okay.
Look here. It's going to be good. I'm excited about it. 12th caller. Area code. 855-381-8804. When you dial that number, push 1, and I'll get you on. You might win. Area code 855-381-8804. Call your mama and them. Tell your mama. You know, look, take your mama to this concert. Y'all don't want to drive to Aurora. Is that what it is? Y'all, you know, we can't. Now, we ain't got no budget to send y'all no Uber.
No.
Now, we do got Parks Uber, but the deal is you got to give him one of the dicks.
Just call me Nuber.
Nuber, right. Now, we got Nuber. All you got to do is call in, push 1. You can do it. Area code 855-381-8804. Area code 855-381-8804. Okay, now they're coming. Let's see. Let me get you. Sorry, you're number 2. You tried. Thank you so much. Sorry. Uh-oh. Hey, thank you for calling. Hey, guess what? You number 3. You tried. Oh, now they're coming. Okay, I see what you're trying to do. You're coming, but you tried. Sorry, you're number 3. Bye-bye. Let's see. You right here. Oh, you're number 4. Sorry. You tried. But
goodbye. Goodbye.
Y'all keep it coming. Keep coming. Y'all
right there. Hey, call. Where we at? Number 4?
That was 5.
All right, so we need number 6.
Come
8,
on.
9, 10, 11.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Come on,
we got to
call in.
Here we go. Guess what? Hello, caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hey. How you doing?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good afternoon. Great.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, what is it? What's she wearing?
That's right.
What's she wearing?
Nothing.
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, wait. We got another caller.
Hello.
Oh, now you going to sit there and not say nothing? Your call don't count. You got to say something.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Hello.
Hello. Is Craig at home? Hello.
Hello. Oh, Jesus.
Is Craig home?
Barbara, this is Shirley. You called number seven. Goodbye. Look at
Jesus.
Wait, did she call the main line? I'm sorry, was you trying to call the main line?
Say hello. Hello. Jesus.
Oh God. We got these things. Come on. Oh, see, now look, everybody want to call because we're getting close to the thing. Let's see here. Caller. Oh, here we go again. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling Taking the Limits Off Radio. How are you?
Great. How are you?
We're awesome. We're awesome. Where are you calling from?
Hollywood, Florida.
Hollywood. Oh, awesome.
Hang up and call again. Bye-bye.
Oh, we moving. That was number. What was that number nine? That was nine. Uh oh, what's the number? 12. 12. Uh oh, you are calling number 10. Sorry, you ain't got nothing to say. Hi. Goodbye. Uh oh. This is number 11. Uh oh. This is number. Hello.
Hello.
Caller.
Hello.
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 Hey, how you doing?
Hey. Did I get
hey.
Did I win?
See, things never worked between us because you was always one call short.
Oh my God.
So sorry, caller 11. You didn't make it.
Okay.
But you tried. Okay. We thank you though.
Thank you.
Let's see. Caller number 12. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Uh-oh.
What's your name is?
Felicia.
Felicia?
Felicia.
What's your last name?
Felicia,
is it
by
Felicia? Or should we say by Felicia? Or should we go to the next?
No, we say hi, Felicia.
Oh, we should say hi, Felicia.
Yeah.
Oh. How you doing, Felicia?
I'm doing good.
Are you?
What's your last name, Felicia?
Martin.
Felicia Martin.
Yes.
Stop playing. Felicia, guess what?
What?
You just won some tickets to see Todd Delaney. Yes, Israel Houghton. Yes, you did.
Yes, you
and
did.
Anita Wilson. Yes, you did. Big
yes,
shout out.
Did.
Yes,
wow.
You did. You did. Seriously, you just won. You won number 12. Number 12.
Yeah.
Martin, thank you. Look, you know what to do. Send us an email. You got two options. We can leave them a will call for you, or you send us an email with your address, or you can come pick them up from the church. Tell us what you want to do. But how you been, Miss Felicia? We ain't seen you on the show in a minute.
I know. I've been working like crazy, but God is good. Oh,
ain't he, though?
I can't believe I won something.
You know, deep folks,
I
always got to put that God is good. Ain't he? She says she's
yes.
been working hard, man.
You've been working hard, but God is good.
Yes, he is.
You got to have that but God in there. Tell
him
one more time, but God.
But God.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, God.
That's good.
Y'all
that's
for
good.
Real?
No, seriously, we for real. We got
one.
No, you won. Seriously.
Okay. You won.
For real. No joke. Seriously.
Okay.
All right. Well, do your praise dance. You want to get a shot going on?
You want to go? I mean, you know, you feel like you want to.
You know, you are the winner.
You feel like you want
to. You can do a dance if you want to.
Ooh.
You know,
okay, let me get
you feel like you want to just go ahead and. But if you feel like you just want to go,
you, if you want to get one in,
and get one in, I mean, you know.
Now, to answer the question, who you going to? Come on,
put your hands together. You believe it tonight. What are you doing?
Uh-oh. Who you going with, Felicia?
Yeah, let's see. Here we go.
I got to take one of the saints with me.
One of the saints.
I'm a saint. I'm a saint. I'm saving you gas money.
Say, let me see. Right, he did volunteer to
I'm
drive.
Saving you gas money. See, I can just get the tickets. You don't even have to meet me. Just
right.
Meet me at the place if that's what you want to do. If
now,
you want to
if we give you the tickets.
Yeah, I might.
Well, you know,
got to go.
Well, you know, I'm on the south side of Lombard, so.
Oh, see,
that's on the way.
That's on the way.
That's on the way.
That's on the way.
That's
on the way.
That's on the way.
On the way,
look,
when is it?
When is it? Really?
The 13th.
We're going to call it 13. That's what's going to happen. Yeah.
August 13th, 5 o'clock.
Hello?
Sunday. Can you make it? 5 o'clock. You good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Awesome.
So do me this favor. I know you got our email address, takealimitoff@comcast.net. Send me an email offline, and then I'll make sure our producer gets in touch with you, and we'll figure out what time, how you go. Either you're going to come over to the church and pick up the tickets, or we'll get them to you, or we'll just leave them at the will call for you. But, man, thank you, and congratulations, Felicia.
Congrats.
Thank you. One of our long-time listeners. I'm glad somebody won.
Way to go, Felicia.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, man, God bless you. We thank you so much.
Now, Sheridan just said something now.
Okay.
I don't want
you good, Felicia. Talk to you later. All right.
Bye-bye. Sheridan, now, in Spanish, that means Chile. Now, if you're saying child or chill or Chile, I don't know what you're saying.
I think she's saying child.
Oh, okay.
Who she calling Petty? You?
Oh, I told Matt.
Why are you why?
You're so, man, violence towards me. Like, really?
Is there some history or something up there?
No! Like, I don't know why she would like to hit me with garbage cans.
Oh, you want to hit people with
garbage cans. Man.
Oh, man. That was fun. That was fun. So, look, this is what we're going to do. Because I actually enjoying this. We got 20 minutes, and we really not going to get you to get into the article.
Cool.
So, this is what we're going to do.
Cool.
We're going to take a – we're going to chill for a few minutes. We're going to talk a little bit. And then y'all get ready. Because if you can sing
– uh-oh.
If you can sing, you got a chance to win yourself a set of VIP tickets.
Yeah.
For the same concert. But here it is. You got 30 seconds to sing either Anita Wilson, Israel Houghton song, or a Todd Delaney song. Now look, don't go singing track number 4 that don't nobody know.
Yeah.
Right. You gotta sing some of the songs
that we know.
Right. And right. So you know, and we gonna figure it out. So you
matter of fact, let's do this one.
Go ahead.
If you could sing a song, Jesus Will.
Okay, Jesus Will, Anita Wilson.
Anita Wilson.
That's the Anita Wilson song you got to sing.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
What's that song with Todd?
Todd Delaney, Victory Belongs. Victory Belongs to God.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Or what's that worship song Israel Love?
Not Alpha and Omega.
Alpha and Omega.
You can do Alpha and Omega. You can do with Israel songs, you got a lot to choose from.
Commission? You just lost tickets.
Man, I won without saying
it. You just permission.
Oh, God. So y'all going to just do that in about 5 minutes. In about 5 minutes.
It should be fun.
Get warmed up. Look, I know some of y'all at work. Look, get up, go to the bathroom.
Pat Hicks said, I must miss everything. My phone.
The way her phone set up.
Yeah.
But you still got a chance, Pat. You still got a chance. Because you can call in and sing.
Pat, I think you can sing.
Anita Wilson, what's the song?
Jesus Will.
Jesus Will. You can sing Todd Delaney.
Victory
Belongs to Him.
Yeah.
Or you can sing Israel Houghton, Alpha and Omega, or you can sing one of the other songs.
Yeah,
you got. He got a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But those are the songs. You do that, you call in and sing. Let me get y'all. You know what? Let's go and kick it off now. I want to see who won the...
Yeah, you tried.
You did, Marissa. You did try. She did try.
Oh, yeah, you did.
She did.
Hey, honestly, Marissa, you did.
She did.
Thank you.
She did. Here I am to worship.
Isn't that William McDowell?
Oh, wait. No, I think Israel did that, too. Israel made a deal.
Okay.
I think he did a version.
Okay.
So either one of them. Whatever. Y'all call in, sing a song by one of those three artists, and if you're the best one out of the people that call in, we're going to take... We're going to take 5 people.
Five. Okay.
We're going to take 5 people. So, look, guess what? This is what you ought to do.
Let's cut it to 3.
Watch this. Yeah, okay. You want to try 3?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's try 3 people.
For the second
unless they're real good.
Okay.
Now, here's the deal. What if you can't sing? If you know somebody that can, call them and have them call in for you.
There you go.
That's what I would do.
There you go. And I don't want you to try to Milli and Vanilli.
I can hear that.
Don't play the music and then you
right.
Do lip singing.
Right. That's all y'all got to do. So you can call in. Y'all ready? Y'all call in to the regular show number. Area code 347-934-0546. That's the regular show number. Meaning those of you already on the line, y'all can just push 1 if you think you got a voice. Just push 1 if you think you can blow for a few minutes. You got 30 seconds.
and I want to hear your best version of whatever one of them people songs you want to sing, and you can win two VIP tickets to see Israel Houghton, Todd Delaney, and Anita Wilson. Why can't I remember these people's names? But y'all got a chance to win. It's real simple. Please, please try. Please try. It'll be fun. It's all in fun, but you can still win tickets. Yes, and I'm going to let you know right now, yes, I'm going to laugh at you. I just thought I'd put that out there in the
public. I'm going to be nice.
Right, he's going to be nice.
Like,
I'm going to laugh at you. So anyway, you got a chance to win. Starting, guess what? Right now. Right now. So y'all can get it in, and you let me know what it is, you know, what song you want to do, and I'll put you on, and then you get to sing to the Lord and to everybody else.
Let him use you.
Right. Let him use you, baby.
Let him lose. Let him use you, but don't let him lose you.
Them old people say in church, sing for Jesus.
Hey,
it's all right.
It's right, right, right.
Take your time. That's what they would say when you was bad.
Yeah. It's all right, right. Hey. Take your time for Jesus.
That's what they would say when you was really bad.
It's all about what comes from the heart.
Mm-hmm. That's
what comes from the heart reaches the heart.
That's when you know you're good and terrible. When you start hearing that,
yeah,
you probably need to wrap up the song real quick. It's okay, baby.
It's okay.
Mm-mm. No, it's not.
I'm going to ask you, what part you do that for?
So, again, call in now, 347-934-0546. 347-934-0546. You want a chance to win some tickets, some VIP tickets, to see Israel Houghton, Todd Delaney, and Anita Wilson at the River's Edge Park out in Aurora, Illinois.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Marissa. Huh? She says she's trying to get one of those sandwiches from the soup bag. You want a date with me?
Lord have mercy.
Girl, you trying to go out with me?
Ooh, that's another contest. We could win. Ooh, that's a good contest. You win tickets and a date with Pops. TPLO sponsors. Look, we got some gift cards. Y'all go to Outback.
Uh-oh. That's a good one. Come on now. We got a package deal.
Right.
Package deal.
Right. We got some gift cards.
Package deal. Package deal. Marissa Williams says she doesn't want sandwiches from that suit jacket.
Oh, Lord.
Well, Melissa, it'd probably be in my pants pocket because it might be hot out there.
You know what?
It's in the park. So.
You know what? See?
Just, yeah.
Bring the cooler, man. Just bring the cooler.
I'm bringing the cooler.
Just bring the cooler.
With a lot of ice.
Just don't. Oh, God.
I wish we had some drinks to go with it.
You know?
See, I learned something. You take a cooler out to the park because there's always people out there that don't have ice. And so you let them put their drinks in your cooler, and they're going to tell you can have whatever you want. So now you done made friends. Now you can drink whatever you want for free.
Oh, God, you special. You special.
I told you, Sheridan. She always throwing shots at me.
What?
Sheridan.
Oh.
You can say anything. She ain't going to say nothing. Let me say something.
She know you, though. See, she don't really know me.
Man.
That's why she don't really pop.
She want to shoot me in my pinky toe.
She don't know me. That's why she don't really bother me. Once again, big shout-out, big congrats to Felicia Martin.
Felicia!
For winning the first tickets to see Todd Delaney, Israel Houghton, and Anita Wilson, August 13th, 5 p.m. Guess what? You could be sitting right next to Felicia at whatever saint she's bringing.
That's right.
What?
She said she's bringing a saint.
She said she needs to find a saint to bring. That's what she said now. Now, was it Paul, Peter? Who do you think she's bringing?
I follow you.
Matthews.
He never get no dates.
He was a apostle. He was known for being an eloquent dresser. He was a calm, cool, relaxed guy. We really never talked about his characteristics in the Bible.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
I think so. Wasn't it an apostle named Cornelius?
It was. Or a king. A priest.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they went to Cornelius' house.
See?
When Peter was locked up in jail.
That is.
Acts chapter 12.
That is.
Yes, sir.
Sound like a saint to me.
Woo! We know how to dispatch angels. And so, if any of you, Matthews.
Right. That's what I said it on purpose, Matthews. Because that's how you hear people when they give it. Turn with me to Matthews.
Matthews.
Like, what? Oh goodness! Everything was funny. It really
I love
is.
It. It's good.
It's good. We need to lighten it up after that. After that earlier combo, it just got a little deep. But it's good stuff. Hey y'all. So look, man. One more time, while we waiting for somebody to call in and see what's gonna happen. What's going on with your
man,
what you looking like with your bag so far?
Man, we looking pretty good. We're definitely a little past the halfway mark, and we're just waiting on individuals, persons to come fulfill their obligation.
Okay.
But if many of you that want to donate, you can do so.
Mm-hmm.
School supplies definitely would be needed. Book bags if you can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
But volunteer work. If you know some high school kids that need to do community service, that's a good way that they could come out. I could sign their paper. They get their community service out of the way.
Oh, okay. Service hours.
Yeah, service hours.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
And so any of you that want to partake and serve and just see something miraculous, reach out to me, and I definitely will give you all the information that you need.
That's good. That's good. And again, that's August when?
August 6th, 2017, starting at 3 p.m. until
And you're still taking donations, right?
I'm still taking donations.
Okay. And
5100 South Cottage Grove at Washington Park. Big parking lot. You know, don't be alarmed. You're going to see a lot of people out there. You see a lot of people out there. That is the place to be.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Also, how can they donate?
Okay, you can donate.
Is Leslie on?
No, she's in Jamaica. She locked on.
Jamaica?
Yeah. So you can donate. PayPal, Cash App, and partsnoop @gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Or just contact me directly because you don't have
right,
to.
Just inbox, right.
Yeah,
inbox
I can
you.
Come and get the school supplies. You don't have to donate the money. I can come get the supplies or make arrangements if that's what your choice.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
All right. So I'm putting it out there again. One more time. Light Fest. You want a chance to win? I know some of y'all at work. Y'all know people. Look, y'all might know somebody that's at home that can sing. You need to tell them to call in right now and get you some tickets. Ain't nobody called yet. So guess what? If you call right now and you that can halfway sing, you might win by default.
By default.
Now, Parks, you know you could sing for some tickets.
No.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
I can't believe you just said that. But this is a chance for y'all to win. This is a chance for y'all to win. One more time. Chance to see Todd Lane, Israel Howard, Anita Wilson. Called now with your best singing voice. Y'all know it. Eric Cole.
Come on, y'all.
934.
We got 8 minutes.
0546. Right, we got 8 minutes because there ain't going to be no extra.
8 minutes.
And then guess what? Now, if these tickets go back in the fool, so I'm gonna give away 3 sets on Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
You done gave up your shot. Y'all.
I think y'all scared.
That's what it sound like.
I think you scared.
That's what it sound like. I mean, y'all need to come on, man, and call in. You know what to do. Area code 347-934-0546 and push one. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. So this is your chance to win. It's your chance to win. Let me check the phone line. Ain't nobody pushed one. Don't nobody want to. Okay, all right. So we good.
Well, sing for me.
That's it.
Sing something for me.
Do something make me feel. Remember that movie was. Oh, never mind. I just thought about what movie that was.
Well, the first one was Five Heartbeats.
What it was.
Michelle Dixon.
She said Michelle call in to get the tickets.
Somebody.
We got to call them.
There we go with the low blows.
We got
it. Sharon did not caught on to that.
She was trying to. Oh, okay. She was throwing some more. Wait, was she? Hold on.
Man.
Was it some more?
Shade. I ain't scared. Just
push one. Call in and push one. You can win these tickets. Push one. You can win these tickets to see Israel Houghton, Todd Delaney, and Anita Wilson. Let's see. First caller. Uh-oh. Here we go. Let me see. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Is this Minister Dana?
This would be me.
Hi. It's Marisa.
Oh, how you doing? Oh, it's Marisa. It's not Marissa.
Oh.
We've been saying Marissa for 30 years. Why you didn't ever correct us? and tell us it was more like Marisa, like Reese Cup, than Rissa. It's Risa.
I tried to.
You tried to correct her?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, we're cool. Sorry.
Go ahead, girl.
Okay, so here you go.
I
got to
send this for Pastor Parks.
Okay. All right. We're going to see. All right, y'all. So Marissa is going to go. Marissa, you want to tell us what song you gonna sing for us?
Here I am to worship.
Here I am to worship. Marissa, the floor is yours starting right now. 30 seconds.
Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me.
Amen. That was 30 seconds. Marissa,
if you
30
win,
seconds.
If you
that's
win,
all
I got
right.
a kick out here.
Bless
you take one half, I take the other.
All right, Marissa. Look, here's what you do. We going to place you on hold, right? And we going to wait till we get another call. We got what? We got 4 minutes. We got four minutes. So, y'all, somebody else on the line, you can push one. You got a chance. If you think you can outdo Marissa with that here I am to worship, you got a chance. Area code 347-934. Uh-oh, we got another caller.
Uh-oh.
Caller, uh-oh, here we go. Let's see. Caller from the 318. Aaron, what 318 at? What 318 area code?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Shreveport, all right.
You say Freeport or Shreveport?
Shreveport.
Oh, Shreveport. Okay.
Oh, Shreveport. Okay.
Caller, what's your name?
Name? Come on, yo.
She hung up. She hung up. What's she hung up? Because you asked her name. You want to know your name? You got warrants?
Neighbors knew my name.
You got. I'm done with you. I'm going to die. Anybody else? We got 3 minutes left. Come on, y'all. Somebody want to try to win these tickets. You ought to be able to sing something. Y'all can't sneak to the bathroom. I know Pat Hicks can sing, too. But she says she can't get away from my desk right now. Pat, you got to try to win the other way. Try to call in again when we do it on
Wednesday. She hung up, man.
She hung up. We asked her what her name was. She got warrants.
Man, yeah.
She's been people
all
with
her. All the neighbors know her name.
Right. How exactly do the neighbors know her name?
She play a lot of loud music.
Come on, that's good. That's good cleanup. Anybody else call in? Area code 347-934-0546. You got a chance to win these tickets. 347-934-0546.
You got to sing it.
You got a chance to win these tickets. You can sing any one of these artists: Israel Houghton, Anita Wilson, Todd Delaney. Sing one of their songs. Come on, y'all. Y'all got a chance.
Just a snippet.
Y'all gonna let Marissa just win? Just like that?
I don't mind.
And she ain't even in Chicago.
Yeah, Miss Williams, I don't have money to fly you to Chicago.
You can't drive up there and get her?
The way my account is set up, gas is just...
Now, we can get her in. TTLO can get in on the Megabus.
Uh-oh.
I don't know when she's going to get here, though.
Right. It's going
to
take
time. You have to leave today.
You have to leave out last week.
We got it right.
For the 13th.
Right. No, give them to Marissa. We can't give them to Marissa because somebody else got to call in. Ain't nobody going to call. Wait, that's the same number. Okay, y'all, that's scared, really. Y'all, I did not know it was them kind of people.
They're scared. they scared.
What? Oh my way, traffic is horrible. What is this? Laughed at this. What are you talking about? Laughed at on my way, traffic is horrible. I don't know what that is. Okay. On my way, traffic. Okay. Anyway, y'all got a chance to win these tickets. Somebody call in.
Tweet.
Call in. Area code 347-934-0546. Let us know what song you're gonna sing, where you're calling from, what your name is. Push one when you call in. You have a chance to win these tickets. It's about 50 seconds left in the show. This is last chance, man. Y'all finna be shocked.
I think maybe they don't know
none of their music or something.
How you don't know Israel?
Well, that's true, too.
I mean, for real. Like, I could see you not knowing. You know, Ty Dolla ain't been around that long.
He got some hits.
But he got some hits, though. But how you not know Israel? And who don't know Jesus will?
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, look here.
We got 20 seconds left.
Look here. Look it.
Look. Tox is going to pray us out, and then we're going to have I'm going to have a quick conversation. Marissa Williams, email the show, takinglimitsoff@comcast.net, and we'll work out a way for you to get what you need to get.
Yeah.
Takinglimitsoff@comcast.net. Pastor Tox, pray us out, sir.
Father in heaven, we thank you, honor you, God. We thank you for laughter. We thank you for fun. And we thank you for this show, God, that you have allowed us to be vessels to get your word forth, God. We pray for Apostolic Church, God, for the leadership,
yes.
God. We pray for even those members that got excommunicated, God. I pray that you soften the hearts overall, God, and I pray that you give direction, God, and
that's
covering.
Good. That's good.
Lord, I love you and I honor you, God, and I pray that the church don't go into uproar, and I pray that all that protest and cease.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Look, y'all, it's been an awesome, awesome show. We got to go. It's time to go. We thank y'all for participating in the contest. We still got more tickets to give away. We'll be back on Wednesday, better than ever. Y'all stay blessed. TTLO. Marissa, call the show. I mean, email the show. Marissa, email the show. takinglimitsoff@comcast.net. And we'll talk and get you a ticket. Sign up. You really going to get a ticket to this dude over here. But I'm going to make sure the rules don't. I think we can get away with it. But we'll be all right. But Marissa, do that. Takinglimitsoff@comcast.net. Y'all stay blessed, man. We got to go. TTLO.